Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Believe.
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Congratulations to Sophia Temporelli, the ghost host, for celebrating 5 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And hands down, this is the world's most unique paranormal broadcast. A 17-year-old Sophia Temporelli broadcasts each and every week and discusses all the latest hot topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And she's been doing so over 5 years, so congratulations, Sophia, on over 5 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Thanks to Rob Sarek, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week, and all of our moderators, Rhonda, Mistress Carla, Avalon, Lexi Doyle, Claude, Abel, Kevin, Micah. Guys, thank you so much for patching us through at live events. And today we have Destination America's Ghost Brothers, Dalen Spratt, Marcus Harvey, and Juwan Moss. They'll be on air today promoting their season number 2, now debuting on the Learning Channel, and for the first time next Friday, March 10th. Everyone visit destinationamerica.com/ghostbrothers, Twitter at ghostbrothers_, at Dalen Spratt, at the Marcus Harvey, at Juwan Moss, hashtag ghostbrothers. And Dalen and Juwan's fashion label, visit laurensspratt.com. That's laurensspratt.com. Marcus Harvey, visit thebarberstar.com, thebarberstar.com. Upcoming, we have next Saturday, we have Ghost and Spirit Journey author Michael Graves. That's the 11th next Saturday. Psychic intuitive healer and author Stephanie Ann Stevens will be on the program March 18th. And team investigators with Detroit Paranormal Expeditions will be on the program on the 25th. Also ahead, we have Lloyd Auerbach, Chad Lindberg, KJ McCormick, Carl L. Johnson, Amy Allen, and many more. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming episodes. And Keith Age of the Booth Brothers Documentaries, who was just on a couple weeks ago, and founder of the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society, presents the Mid-South Paranormal Convention 2017 in Louisville, Kentucky. July 21st through the 23rd, join Chip Coffey, Brian Cano, Santiago Cirillo, Jeff Leeper, and of course Keith Age, Christopher and Rachel Booth, Rick Hayes, Scotty Roberts, Robbie Thomas, Bill Bean, Scotty Tepperman, and many more to be announced. So it's in the very early stages of this event. The kickoff party with Chris Deadman DJing and the Orb Tones performing, event gallery readings, movies, illusionists, and many more. Visit LouisvilleGHS.com. That's LouisvilleGHS.com. Again, the event is growing and more details to follow. Right now, we're starting to give away 10 tickets to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention 2 as well. Limit one ticket per household. You must show valid ID at the event for winning ticket approval. To enter, simply send your full name and email address to ghosthostshow@gmail.com. That's ghosthostshow@gmail.com. So good luck. And thanks to Keith Age for providing those tickets for you guys. Also, like the Ghost Host on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn as a guest as we learn of them real time. And also like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new paranormal team investigator roundtables here on Live Paranormal. Also, too, check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding you guys, too. So a lot of autograph books by some of your favorite paranormal field authors and DVDs, things of that type, right here on liveparanormal.com under the membership pages. And also support the vendors here, too. So if you're getting Grandma a Melmeter for a birthday, make sure you do it right here at Live Paranormal. Tonight on Live Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio. And as always, monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Coppett, Ken Gearhart, and many more. If you miss anything, need a phone number or email address, a portion of the show as you're logging in, archive shows are now available at liveparanormal.com under the archive heading, and they're available as free MP3 iTunes downloads. They're also there under the news page, too, as well. And we have Peter James will be taking your calls. The late Peter James is always coming through.
John,
thank you, Peter.
Talk to me, John.
Thank you, Peter. I have a million pages open. We're going to bring the Ghost Host on, too, as well. But thank you.
I'm here to help you.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's always good. And let's see, Sophia, you
know. Come through. Speak to me.
Oh, there she is. Okay, just bringing her into the studio. Sophia, hi. Congratulations on 5 years of broadcasting here.
Hi, thanks. I can't believe it's already been 5 years.
You're doing a fantastic job. I can't believe it, too. I mean, your show's helped a lot of people, a lot of the guests and the paranormal field experts. You're doing a really good job. And congratulations. You've graduated high school early. You made honor roll. Congratulations, Sophia.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to be out of high school. Definitely something I waited for years.
You've been waiting to get out of school. Okay, well, but yeah, congratulations too. At Halloween, you had the CBS2 and the KCAL9 Los Angeles News. You know, they did a whole feature on you. It's available on the tag of Seen on TV, the thumbnail on the right side of the homepage of CBSLA.com. That's CBSLA.com. Just put in the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli. She pops up, and you can view the feature. Thanks to all of them over at the news team for that, too, as well. So you're on the Twitter.
Definitely.
You're on the Instagram and the Tumblr, Snapchat. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter and Snapchat at Sophia Temporelli with one L because, well, my name's too long. And I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, your name's too long, you know. But nothing we can do about shortening that, but they don't let you put the full name in there. So, yeah, you just basically dropped an L. That works, you know. So, but all right, Sophia, tell us about our guest coming on today. Pretty excited here.
Definitely. Today we have on Destination America's Ghost Brothers, Dalen Spratt, Marcus Harvey, and Juwan Mass. They will be on air live today promoting their Season 2, now debuting on TLC Network for the first time next Friday, March 10th. Everyone visit destinationamerica.com/ghostbrothers, Twitter @ghostbrothers_, @DalenSpratt, @TheMarcusHarvey, @JuwanMass. Facebook.com/ghostbrothers, like page facebook.com/ghostbrothers series, and their fashion label, LaurenSpratt.com. Marcus Harvey, TheBarberStar.com. Let's welcome them into the show.
Okay, yeah, we have Dalen and we have Marcus, and Juwan's on his way. Let me bring him in.
Talk to me!
Hey, guys, thanks for coming on. Let me see, it's still unmuting. There we go. There we got you in the studio. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on.
Man,
yeah,
hey, what's going on? You got Juwan here.
Yeah, you got Dalen.
Oh, Juwan is there. Cool, you guys are... Okay, I see you're on the same line. Cool, thanks.
Thank you all so much for having me on my show today.
Oh, of course, man. Thank you for inviting us. It's an honor and a privilege.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. So, can you tell us a little bit about how everything came about with Ghost Brothers?
Oh, man, that's funny. It started, that was probably about 7 years ago, maybe.
About 2010. 2010, 2011.
Yeah. Juwan and I were roommates in Atlanta, Georgia, and I remember just waking up one night and I was watching one of the paranormal shows on whatever, whichever show was on television. And I just remember thinking, like, there wasn't any representation of me or anyone like me on any of these shows. And I woke up Juwan, you know, I ran to his room and kicked the door open. And he thought it was like a fire or something. And I was just like, no, bro, like, let's hunt ghosts. Like, we need to go hunt ghosts. We don't see black people doing it. Maybe there's a reason for that. Who knows? Let's just try it. And we did. And we did it. We kept doing it, kept doing it. We, you know, we put some stuff up on YouTube. And then, a couple years later, a network, you know, Destination America, saw some stuff that we did and reached out to us. And, yeah, here we are today, about to air on TLC next week.
Wow.
So how do you feel to be going into season two of Ghost Brothers?
It's an unbelievably awesome feeling. It's kind of like finishing high school, right, Sophia?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Really good feeling there.
Yeah, we're so excited. And then to be on TLC, like, that's even like a bigger blessing. Like, we didn't even think that was possible, for one. So, I don't know. For myself, I'm elated, delighted, excited. I don't know. Extremely anxious. Like, I don't know.
What other synonyms you got, J-Man?
Bro. I don't know, but it's an overwhelming feeling, but it's a great one.
Yeah.
So, Hugh, I know without revealing too much, can you tell us what are some of your favorite moments from the upcoming season and past?
Ah, man, this upcoming season is definitely bigger and better than the first. Like, it's amazing. And what's cool is, like, some people have already seen the first episode and that we're leading with, well, from Thornhaven Manor. And people are already saying, man, it's already a continuation of last season. Like the punches keep on rolling. So we're excited, man. It's bigger scares this season, bigger evidence. We have way better equipment. So this season is definitely a step up. It's almost like we got a budget. We got a budget this season.
Nice.
Well, I'm definitely very excited to see what's upcoming.
Yeah.
Tell us about what transpired at the Indiana's historic Thornhaven Manor, and the ghost you each described as grabbing you?
Say it again? I couldn't hear you. It was...
Oh, sorry. It kind of broke up on my end.
You know.
Can you reveal to us the events that transpired at the Indiana's historic Thornhaven Manor?
Oh, what happened at Thornhaven Manor, Juwan? Man, that place was evil, man. That place was evil. Like, I don't want to give too much away from that episode, but that place was a place that you don't want to go. And you'll know what I mean when you tune in and you see the episode. A lot of reoccurring themes in that place.
Spirits are really
definitely
active.
I know
it's like.
Yeah, I know what you mean about, like, super active location, but not for fun to investigate because of what's there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I haven't been there personally, but the Queen Mary down in Long Beach, the pool area, that place is very, very creepy.
Yeah, I've heard horrible things about the Queen Mary.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. So, I know that some of the locations upcoming are actually going to be in California and Jamaica. Is that true?
Yeah. We get to cross those waters, man, this season. We head on down to Jamaica, and Ghost Brothers gets a little tropical. Try to get Marcus in a Speedo, but we had a real good time out there.
Well, that must be so amazing to go investigate over in Jamaica. I would love to travel, you know, across waters to go investigate someday.
Yeah, it's a gift and a curse, though, because as much as you want to go investigate, you want to hang out on that beach. So.
Yeah, I get that, too.
You're fighting with going to, like, happy place or, like, very, very bad place. Like, Jamaica's Rose Hall is one of the craziest.
Yeah, it's kind of a toss-up, you know, the beach or go to the very scary manor somewhere on the island, you know.
Yeah,
it's a tough decision.
It was beach or voodoo. beach or voodoo?
The
Which
beach
one
or
you going
voodoo?
To?
Yeah.
I know, that's always such a hard choice. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, it's like, go do something fun or go to an abandoned asylum or something. It's a very hard decision. So,
yeah,
can you tell us, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What do you feel throughout your time doing investigations, even prior to the show, what is the scariest experience that you've ever had for each of you?
I'll let Daylen go first.
Oh, well, thank you, Chairman. I think my scariest moment probably would be, all right, man. So when I was about 7, it's kind of crazy. I was at my grandmother's house. She lived in a small town in West Texas. And in this town, everyone knows everyone. You know the mailman. You know the people at the grocery store. You know everyone. So my cousin in this town, she had a friend. They were like in their 20s. Mind you, I was 7. They were in their, you know, early 20s. And her boyfriend was working for animal control. My cousin's friend got into it with her boyfriend. It was a domestic dispute. He gets his gun from the car. He shoots her and himself. He's the only one that dies. Boom. So now at 70, it's messes up. It was a horrible, horrible situation. But at 7 years old, my grandmother and her friend decided to go to the funeral home to view the body. Mind you, everyone in the town knows everyone. They take me with them at 7 years old. And I remember walking into the funeral home and seeing this gentleman laying in this casket. He was wearing a light gray suit, a white shirt, and a skinny black tie. I'll never forget it. And my grandmother's friend looked at me at 7 years old and asked me, had I ever touched a dead body before? I looked at her.
Oh,
like,
wow.
What kind of question is that? And, like, what kind of old lady are you to be, what kind of sick games are you into, lady? And so, I, of course, I tell her no. And she places my hand on the chest of this body in this casket.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at my grandmother like, this has to be against some type of, like, CPS laws or Child Protective Services has to be able to, like, be reported. So this is crazy. And so I remember snatching my hand back, and then that night I was asleep on my grandmother's couch, and I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and I looked into the kitchen, and in the door frame was that same guy, and he was wearing the same light gray suit, white shirt, skinny black tie, and he was standing in the door frame looking at me sleeping on the couch. And I remember screaming and just screaming, and my grandmother running in the room, and then it was gone. So, I mean, to this day, I don't know if it was a dream or if it was real, but I just know what I saw. And
you know you got to blame Granny?
Yeah, and I know that my Granny was into some weird stuff with her friend. But, yeah.
I don't know what's scarier, that you saw him while you were asleep or the fact that you touched a dead body?
Hey, yeah, well, hey, man, that's life, man. That's life for a young
Listen, I really think it's the fact that, like, you actually saw the dead body that you touched, right? Like,
right.
Those two things
right.
are, like, exclusive. Like, if you were like, oh, I touched a dead body this week, but then next week I ended up seeing a ghost of somebody else's body, cool.
Yeah.
We're talking about the first dead body you touched that your grandmother so coercively made you do.
right.
And then you happen to see that same dead body. That's crazy. That's scary. I don't know if I can
but
top
it was
that one.
But it was that night, though. It was that night. That's what made it even creepier. Like, I touched him at, say, 3 p.m., and then at, like, 2 a.m., he's in the kitchen. Like, it was crazy.
God, that's horrifying. At 7, I took Ron Forensics and I actually saw they had a forensic, detective come in, and he showed us to my class a bunch of photos of dead bodies, and that was traumatizing at 15.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you're not out here, like, reaping vengeance on, like, the spirit community for seeing that body at 7 years old, right? Like, we're not investigating because of that, are we?
No, man. If anybody was going to get this revenge, it's the elderly people that put me in that situation, man, and they little, in their reindeer game.
Gotcha. That's funny.
Well,
oh man. Well, I mean, I would. I can give you mine. Mine happened at. I mean, my grandmother didn't force me to touch a dead body. I didn't go to bed that night and wake up with a superpower. I literally was scared at Fitzpatrick Hotel. This is that place we went to last season when Dalen had the bright idea to do the spirit board in the grand ballroom and, like, set up a bunch of candles and stuff. And that was, like, the sight of it was scary. The fact that I really didn't want to do it, and then we get these immediate results of, is there a spirit in here? And it says yes. And then it's like, do you want us to leave? And it's like, definitively yes. And like, I'm like, all right, see, Dalen, I told you we weren't supposed to play this game. And like, I run out of there as fast as I ever ran. And Dalen was like, where are you going? I was like, I don't know, but it just told us to leave. And he's like, where are you going to go? Like, you're here. Like, there's no, at that point, like, there's no getting away.
Honestly, yeah, that sounds like something that would happen to me. Like, I went investigating with my friends, and like, if it told me to leave, I probably would, just because if it doesn't want me there, I'm not gonna stay. And my friends would probably be like, Sophia, what are you doing?
Exactly.
And I'd be like, well, it doesn't want us here. And they'd be like, well, that's good. And I'd be like, I don't feel like it is.
Right.
Right, if you went to a living person's house and they told you to leave, you would leave. Like, so why would you not leave when the spirit tells you to?
Yeah.
My only assumption would be, like, it would just make them a little bit more angry, like, if you weren't, like, following the rule. But, hey.
Yeah, definitely. I know my friends and I went to a cemetery recently to investigate, my two best friends. It was the first time we all went investigating together, and every single, like, electronic device that my friend Kyle held, it would just shut off. And so we would always give him everything because we just knew that it didn't like him for some reason.
Give it to Kyle. He'll do it.
He'll do it.
He's the trigger boy.
That's honestly what happened. We were like, oh, let's just give it to Kyle. And then we're like, oh, here you go, Kyle.
Taking advantage of Kyle early, huh? What are you doing?
But I hope Kyle's not listening.
If I was Kyle, I wouldn't investigate with you guys anymore.
Kyle, don't let him get Kyle.
He was with two girls, so that's kind of what he got stuck with there.
Wait a second. You left out that little detail.
Kyle,
I see what you were doing
early.
Yeah. Kyle, I see what's going on here.
Oh, no, Kyle. Oh, God. Poor Kyle.
That's funny.
So, I know that you have investigated. I know that you guys have started to investigate around the world, you know, starting with Jamaica and other locations. Where is the number one location that you all would like to investigate?
Oh, man.
Honestly,
Marcus,
what did you say? Marcus said what?
Marcus always says the White House.
So Marcus is
yeah.
Our strip club. I say the White House.
Oh, that's you that said it? Okay, Marcus does say the strip club. You say the White House. Marcus, Juwan wants the White House. Marcus wants Magic City in Atlanta. But I would say probably, dude, I don't know, man. There's so many different places.
I know, right?
I would love to go some more places overseas. Like, I would love to check out other countries and see what, you know, maybe it's somewhere haunted in Asia. I know there's a forest.
Yeah.
Where is that?
The Suicide Forest.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be on a little bit.
Very much so, but think about, like, the EVPs you might could catch there or, like, with the spirit box could break out in that type of environment.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's so many different places. But I know, besides doing investigations, that each of you have something you do outside of investigating. I know, Dalen and Juan, that you have a fashion line created called LaurenSpratt.com. Can you tell us a little bit about that and some of the noted clients included among your apparel collection?
So the clothing line is called LaurenSpratt. That is LaurenSpratt. It's really it's an upscale made-to-measure menswear line. So right now all of our stuff is custom-made, and we are expanding later on. But right now we've had the ability to dress the different stars on various TV shows from the Game to Survivor's Remorse to Single Ladies to, the Monique Show. We've had Grammy Award-winning artists. Yeah, we've had together. So it's been awesome. It's been a wonderful ride. It's just, you know, that's kind of like where our passion lies. Mine is kind of like in the, I guess I have just like this affinity for men's style. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of like understanding the inspiration behind the lifestyle. Like, why is it that we do that? And opening people's eyes to the fact that suits can be more versatile. It's not just scenario for the boardroom. It could be, I mean, obviously people aren't in corporate America as much as they used to be, so it could obviously be for music, entertainment, but there's a every occasion for a suit.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. We
do a lot of weddings. So.
It's a plus, too, because, you know, you have your own show and you can dress yourself and just make it custom and make it look good. So, I mean, I think that's really cool, too.
Thank you.
So how are you able to balance all of this, you know, doing your show, investigating it on the side, and having your personal lives and your businesses?
We have a solid team around us. And it's funny, before the show ever took place, we were all just a group of friends hanging out. And I remember we used to always joke around. We haven't even really just talked about this, but we used to all joke around and say, whoever made it first, like, you would provide opportunities for everybody. Like, you know, just young, ambitious dreams amongst friends. And for us to have a TV show now, it's really cool. So we have our friends working with us in different capacities. So, like, our lawyer is our friend that we've been knowing for years. You know what I mean? Our buddy that we were at his, you know, when he was sworn in. You know, our business partners or work together on our projects. So we have a solid team of people around us that help maneuver everything that we do. So, it's cool, man. It's cool. It's like working with your family every day, every single day.
Well, that's definitely super awesome. You know, it's so great to be able to work with friends. I mean, have such a great support group when you're able to work with them. And it's really amazing that you are able to do that.
Right.
But I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yes, the Ghost Host Show is Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. We're going to take a quick break. But, yeah, today we have Destination America's Ghost Brothers, Dalen Spratt, Marcus Harvey, and Juwan Moss. And they're promoting Season 2, now debuting on the TLC Network for the first time next Friday, March 10th. Everyone visit destinationamerica.com/Ghost Brothers, Twitter @Ghost Brothers_ Dalen Spratt, @Dalen Spratt, and @TheMargusHarvey, and @JuwanMoss, and #Ghost Brothers, Facebook.com/Ghost Brothers, the like page, Facebook.com/Ghost Brothers Series, Dalen and Juwan's fashion label again, LaurenSpratt.com. We're going to ask Marcus too. Marcus Harvey, his website is TheBarberStar.com, TheBarberStar.com. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli and LiveParanormal.com. We'll be right back. Woo!
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you.
you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Yeah, Zach's right. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. I'm John Temporilli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me? By the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And yeah, we're bringing everybody back into the studio now. We have Daylin, Marcus, and Jawan of now TLC's Ghost Brothers, and just unmuting Sophia. There we go. We got you back, Sophia.
Thank you all so much for coming on today.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
So, Marcus, can you tell us about the barberstar.com who mentored you throughout the years?
I think Marcus is not on the call right that second, man. I think he had this delay, but I can answer that question for Marcus, man. Marcus is Barberstar.
Okay.
Marcus, man, he's been cutting hair forever. He cuts the likes of every celebrity athlete, every actor. Like, everyone comes through Marcus's chair, and he created this network called the Barber Stars. So it's essentially, you know, when a guy wants to get his hair cut, man, it's hard to find that perfect barber. And the worst thing is to need a haircut and get a bad one. Like, that's the worst thing ever. So Marcus created this whole network of barber stars, so no matter where you go in the country, you can be linked up with a barber that meets a certain caliber. And, yeah, man, so he created it. He's the head of the movement, and it's dope. It's a really dope concept.
Oh, cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great idea. I know it's really hard, you know, to even just find someone to – dye hair and everything, so it's really great when you're able to find like that one person that can do it, and you know, people too, if you have to travel far away, go somewhere who's just as good.
Right, exactly,
absolutely.
So can you walk us through the moment when you initially found out that this show was going to be put on television, I mean, for Destination America, and then the switch over to TLC?
Yeah.
So it's funny. I was living in L.A., and actually during that time, we were pushing Lorenz Spratt like we've always been. And, you know, L.A. is an expensive city. So on the side, I was driving for Uber.
Uh-huh.
And so I remember driving for Uber and getting an email. And it was the very first email we got from, with the introduction to the network. And I remember Jawan was in Atlanta, and I remember calling Jawan. And I don't think you really took me serious. I know you took me serious, but I don't think that you or I knew how legit of an inquiry like this was that early on. And I think you didn't hear Jawan until you had to come to L.A. to meet everyone, like all the whole potential production crew. We had a big meeting, and I think that's when we knew that it was real, because we had a big meeting at a big table with a lot of people, you know what I mean? And it was just like, okay, it's a lot of people in on this project, people believe in it, and that's when it became real for me. Yeah.
You know what was crazy?
Well,
though? Like, I think you sensed some of my hesitation, but I think it was because, like, remember, we had been to the drawing board with this show probably like three different times, right? Like,
yeah.
We had set out on our own and tried to shoot it, and then we were like, yo, we got to get some people to help us. So we got a little videographer, and crazy thing is, we don't know where he ended up. He vanished. And then we got with another guy, and the production didn't go as well. Like, we just ended up butting heads, and it didn't come out as good as, like, the first guy we had. And we were like, why can't you get this? And we just ended up separating due to conflict. And then it's like, so we've been to this table like three times already with different people. And then he's like, yeah, we got another meeting in L.A. And I'm like, all right. And when I walk in and it's Pilgrim Studios, and you're like, oh, stuff just got a little real. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the just like welcome to the major leagues, right? Like, and we sit down, and it was just different from that point on. It was just different. Like, I don't know. Like, it was like, this may be it. Mama, we made it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. And I know during the show.
I was going to let you know, guys, I just wanted to let you know there was going to be a surprise. Wendy from Girls of the Dark, who's in the premiere episode with you with, the paranormal team Girls of the Dark, and on your premiere episode coming up on March 10th at the historic Thornhaven Manor. She's actually on the beach with her kids, and she's not able to get through, but I was going to have her come on air and say hi to you guys and everything, but she sends her best right now.
That's
oh, man,
cool,
tell Wendy
man.
You said
hey,
what's
Wendy.
Up.
Yeah. Enjoy that beach. Enjoy that
beach.
Yeah.
It's
they're
a
great friends of the show.
Haven, so please.
Yeah. She's amazing. We had a great time investigating with her, man. She's
oh,
a
yeah.
wonderful person. And she handled our humor. She handled our personality. That's cool. That's real cool.
And speaking of humor, I know that a lot of people feel that humor helps generate certain responses when, trying to get EVPs or just speaking to spirits. Do you feel that that helps in generating paranormal activity? And if so, what would be the best approach to using that on an investigation?
I think, we never set out to use humor as a, like, trigger object. Like, that never was the case.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just what you get when you're with your three best friends and you're put in awkward, weird, uncomfortable situations. But what we find is you have investigators and people that are more aggressive, and you do get responses when you're aggressive. But if you believe that to be true, you have to believe that the other end of that is true as well. Why not be polite?
Mm-hmm.
Why not be humorous? Why not just genuinely be a person, you know what I mean, and treat them like
right.
they were once a person. And that we tend to take that approach and get a lot of responses. So, like, I'm not going to force myself or Juwan or Marcus to go out here and be somebody we're not. Like, it doesn't even sound right when we're trying to be aggressive talking to spirits. Like, they're probably laughing at us. Like, that's not y'all. Like, chill, man. Y'all might as well talk to us like y'all got
mm-hmm.
a sense. And that's the kind of approach that we take.
Definitely. I think that's an amazing approach. I mean, I know that investigating is a serious thing because you're dealing with death, but it's also something that you should have fun with. And, you know, if you're working with your friends or on a team, it's always good to, you know, not be so serious, because I know that if I was dead, I would want someone to make me laugh, not just kind of make me go to a different
That's
room.
My point. That's exactly what I'm saying. Everybody loves to smile. I've been some of the most hardest people you could ever imagine. Mind you, I've been touching dead bodies since I was 7. Like, I know a hard person when I see it, man. And everybody loves to smile, man. So, like, why wouldn't a spirit want to be around something funny or entertaining or you know, bring a little humor? Or we like to say we bring soul to the afterlife.
We bring soul.
Right.
We give it life.
Yeah.
Definitely. I know my mom's actually sitting in the room with me, and she heard you talking about your grandma with the dead body, and she actually had to leave the room because she was laughing so much.
I'm glad your mother can enjoy my my tormented youth.
you should. She does enjoy that. Actually, when I found out that I needed my wisdom teeth removed, she laughed, and that was horrifying.
Was it like the infamous laugh? Like, was it one of those?
Yeah, it pretty much was. The dentist is like, yeah, your daughter's going to need her wisdom teeth removed. And she's like, oh, really? And I'm like, oh, God, okay, this is great. I love love that. That makes me feel better.
She's over there checking out. She's over there checking boxes. Like, oh, got that one off the list.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, is there anything that you do individually or collectively as a team before, during, or after an investigation as a means of protection?
Individually, I know we pray, but I know we pray. But together, we all pray. Like, that's just one. It protects us. Two. It keeps us really grounded in what our current like spiritual beliefs are, and so we do that before and after, and then definitely when we're leaving. Like we've been taught that you have to tell the spirits that you don't want them to follow you. You have to tell the spirits to stay there, man. And so we're definitely good at that.
Well, definitely. I mean, I know it's really good, you know, kind of solidify a good bond with, you know, just kind of saying something and, you know, that's really great. And, you know, you guys are definitely really good investigators. So congratulations on all the success, too, with the show.
Thank you.
So, no problem. Is there anyone that you look up to in the paranormal field
I apologize. It was cutting out. I didn't hear that question. Did you catch it, Juwan?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Is there anybody that you look up to in the field, old or new today, any parapsychologist, author, or a figure that you looked up to even as kids? Or?
Yeah, it's funny, man. Marcus always makes mention to Ghostbusters, the movie, and Ernie, and the guy Ernie.
Hudson, and
Marcus actually cut his hair about a week ago. And when cutting his hair, they were able to discuss like their whole story. And Marcus was telling him, like, you were my first introduction to like ghosts and spirits, watching Ghostbusters back as a little kid. So for them to share that moment, to Marcus was just like the best thing ever. And then for Ernie to know about Ghost Brothers was even doper. You know what I mean? But I think, man, everyone that came before us, man, all the TV shows that came before us, that's what sparked the idea and that's what sparked the interest for us too. So we could never, you know, move forward without acknowledging everyone in the industry and in the past and the field, you know, that came before us. I mean, I remember, you know, these shows being on my TV when I was little, when I was younger, and seeing stuff like that and wondering if it was real and wondering if this stuff was true and, you know, having questions back then. So, man, so shout out to everybody, every show out there, man, that's trying.
So what shows would be your favorite within the paranormal?
Well, besides Ghost Brothers.
Which
airs next week on TLC. March the 10th at 9 p.m. I think we're a fan of every show. I know it's going to sound bad. That's why we don't like answering questions like that, because it sounds like we're like this big group. But every show that's on DA, so from Paranormal Lockdown to Kindred Spirits to Hunting, like all it. Ghost of Shepherdstown. I know it sounds bad because it sounds like we're in-house promoting, but that's honestly – TLC and DA has like the best stations for paranormal programming, and all those shows are amazing. So Nick Groff to Katrina to Bill Hartley to, you know, everybody, like those shows are dope. Those people are amazing too.
By the way, Nick Sens is best. He was gonna surprise you too, but he's on location for 2 weeks right now, and they're like right in the middle of filming, so they're going into season 2 as well, and they send their best to you guys.
Yeah, man, they're amazing, man. Like Paranormal Lockdown, like my family who never really watched shows like you know paranormal shows like that, watch ours, and now that they watch ours, they're being introduced to like Paranormal Lockdown, and they're fans of that too. So it's cool to see my mom and my pops kind of watching other investigators and kind of comparing the shows and, you know, what's different about us or what's different about them or the equipment that they use or what we haven't used. And it's cool to have to open up that discussion with your family and friends.
And yeah, no, I definitely know what you mean. Destination America and TLC has some pretty great, ghost shows on. I grew up watching Honey, so it's really great to me that they brought it back and, you know, revamped it. And it's really cool to see all the new shows that are popping up, too. So really amazing to see how far the paranormal field's come.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're excited to be a part of that field.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what are your feelings on the use of provoking or ghost baiting as a technique?
It depends on what type of provoking we're talking, because, you know, we actually started doing this thing called visual provoking. Juwan,
yeah,
actually, you know, last season he was the first that starts trying to, like, play around with it. But this year we try to step it up a notch, and, we use visual provoking in a sense. So, like, in the first episode on Thornhaven, there's a real crazy story for people that aren't familiar with Thornhaven. I don't want to take too much away from the episode, but it was a crazy storyline with a messed up scenario at a breakfast table. So we recreated that whole scenario at that breakfast table, at the same breakfast table. You know, we tried to recreate the characters within us and try to replay that scene with hopes that it would stir up something, some type of residual
yeah.
emotion in that house. And it worked
activity.
To a certain degree. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what
provoking,
is your favorite?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know, you know, on investigations you use humor and visual provoking, but what is your favorite piece of equipment to use during the investigation?
Yeah, I know each of us have something different. What's yours, Duwood?
I got a couple, but, like, I really like the thermal camera. I really like the thermal camera. I like the like a shadow pin, like the laser grid.
The grid pin. I'm always
afraid to use
the grid pin, bro. I'm always afraid to use it because I think that I would probably pass away if I saw something walk
yeah.
across. Like if I
yeah.
broke that green dotted field, like that would
if
be
you
the
saw that plane broken,
ever.
You'd be like, oh. Because it has to be in, like, your certain vicinity, right? Like, it has to be, like, it can't be too far away from you. So you're obviously holding this pin, and you're like, if you see something break that laser plane, you're like, oh yeah, you're a little too close to me for comfort right now. Or it's like, Lord, take me now, right? Like,
right.
But I think equipment.
We have the Ovilus this season. We brought out the Ovilus. The SLS cam, which is amazing. That's probably my favorite equipment right now is the SLS cam.
Spirit box.
We got the spirit box. The SB11 spirit box. And then the do-it-yourself techniques. Like we broke out a candle and used the old-fashioned flame this season. Like, you know what I mean? Like we're just trying to think outside the box and use generic things as well as well thought out
like
ideas
even,
and equipment.
What was that first season where we did the baby powder with the ball?
The baby powder. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. Ball. Oh yeah.
Or we
so
built the spirit
like,
board on the floor.
Yeah.
Like that. We try to just do, you know, just think what idea can fit best with this scenario. So
what would you just kind of think about it, man? It's like WWJD. But not like what would Jesus do. It's like, what would Juwan and Daylan do? Right?
Yeah.
What would Juwan and Daylan do?
Right.
And I know there's another question in the chat room from Scott Lucia. He's wondering, is there a location that you would not revisit and why?
House of Wheels. Cleveland, Indiana.
Yeah, about
House
to say,
of
House of Wheels. We'll never go there again.
House.
Never drive past it. Wouldn't look at it.
Nope.
Don't want to Google it. Don't want to watch.
I don't
want to
see a picture of it. I don't even want to hear. I shouldn't even have said House of Will. Like, I probably should have been like, I don't want to go to Wouse of Hill.
Right.
Like, I can't. No.
Right.
No. We're not. It's got to be the creepiest place on earth.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. What happened there?
Everything, the devil,
the worst.
It used to be. So, all right, a little brief history about it was it went from being a Masonic lodge that was constructed to actually keep energies in. So from all the people that would go in and out of this building, the building was built so it could actually harness the energies of those that came through the building, like that entered in and out of the building. Then it transitioned to a funeral home where they actually did like the embalmings and everything in the basement. And then from there it was like a stop. It became a worship center for like satanic movement or something. Like it was really,
wow.
Like it got like it everything. And it's just kind of like all that combined into one building. And then the building just looks dilapidated on the inside, like holes in the floor. Like, I don't know. It just, it's creepy. It's really scary.
And for each of you, what does the term afterlife mean to you, and where do you believe that place to exist?
I didn't hear the question.
I couldn't hear the term. I couldn't hear the term.
What does the term afterlife mean to you, and where do you believe that place to exist?
Oh, afterlife. So to me, the term afterlife means, you know, as basic as it sounds, what happens when you pass away, right? And no one really, mm-hmm. I guess, really, really genuinely knows for sure. I don't know for sure. But I have my belief, and my belief falls back into my spiritual belief and my Christian background. So me personally, I believe in a heaven and a hell. I believe in an afterlife. But then I guess that has us wondering and doing what we're doing today is investigating these spirits are kind of like trapped. Maybe it's like that purgatory state or just that middle ground. And so
that's exactly
I have a lot of questions, but you can't deny the fact that spirits are here. So there has to be something on the other end of this. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, I guess you won't
definitely know
for sure until. Yeah, but I'm not trying to find out no way soon. So, you know, maybe like
nope.
Another 100 years from now.
Yeah, no,
so
I'm not trying to be investigated.
Yeah.
So I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but are there any broadcast events, appearances, websites, or anything else you would like to promote?
Besides Ghost Brothers, you know, again, March 10th, TLC, 9 p.m., you know, we have our clothing line, which you already stated, Loren Spratt, and Marcus has the Barber Stars.
WWJDM.
Yeah, WWJDM. We're going to start doing our own web little series and just to, you know, be able to talk back and you know, so people can follow
mm-hmm.
us outside of the show. Yeah, it's cool. Because, I mean, we get a lot of people talking about that, you know, it's been almost a year since the show, you know, we first came out. We came out last April, and it's just, you know, people feel like it's a long wait to the second season, and we feel the same way. Like, we love interacting with people, so we want to start, you know, putting out some content ourselves, and we're going to start doing it online. So it's, yeah, Who Wants Juwan, Dalen, and Marcus is what we've been going with. So, yeah, so be on the lookout for that. Yeah, yeah. So that's just us talking about everything paranormal, everything in our lives,
everything Lorraine Spratt, everything Barbara Starrs, all that.
Well, I want to thank you all so much for coming on my show today. I mean, I can't wait to see Ghost Brothers Season 2, and I just can't thank you enough. It's been such a pleasure talking to you today, and I hope to have you back on in the future.
And thank you so much. Thank you. It's been an honor.
Thank you
congratulations
so much,
again on graduating high school.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice. Almost finishing early. Thank you for having us on the show. We really appreciate the support and love and taking the time out to really speak with us today. So, you know, best of luck to you and all your endeavors in the future.
And let
well,
Kyle
congratulations.
Thank you.
Watching Kyle. We let Kyle
yeah.
know we watching.
Yep. And tell your mother don't you think we know what's going on? She's out here waiting for things.
Guys, you're welcome anytime. Anything you have to promote, the show is open to you. Thank you so much for extending coming on today, guys.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, it was our pleasure, man. Thank you.
All
All right,
yeah,
we'll talk to you soon, and thank you. Congratulations.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, and again, yeah, it's Ghost Brothers. It's going to be coming on now on TLC Network for the first time next Friday, March 10th. So, yes, I want to thank you guys, Dalen Spratt, Marcus Harvey, Jawan Moss. Guys, thank you so much. So, everybody on Twitter, at Ghost Brothers underscore, at Dalen Spratt, at the Marcus Harvey, at Jawan Moss, everybody hashtag Ghost Brothers, facebook.com/Ghost Brothers, the like page too on Facebook, Ghost Brothers Series, Dalen and Jawan's fashion label, laurensspratt.com, that's LaurenSpratt, so laurensspratt.com, Marcus Harvey, the Barber Star. Sophia, fantastic show today, that was great.
Definitely, they were such great guests, and I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you. I'd also like to thank the Alt House, such an amazing psychic. He helped me with something, a private case recently, and I just can't thank you enough. I mean, you helped the girl more than you can tell. So thank you so much for that, and thank you everyone for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Yeah, Sophia's breaking up a little bit, but what she's saying is that Harvey Althaus, the psychic, he's helped her with a case recently for a schoolmate of hers that was reaching out. So very interesting there. But, yeah, we'll be following up on that as well. But great show today, everybody. I want to remind everybody, upcoming next Saturday, Ghost, a Spiritual Journey author Michael Graves. That's the 11th. That's next Saturday. Psychic intuitive healer and author Stephanie Ann Stevens returning to the program on the 18th. That's 2 weeks from today. Team investigators with Detroit Paranormal Expeditions the 25th of this month. Also ahead, Lloyd Auerbach, Chad Lindbergh, KJ McCormick, Carl L. Johnson, Amy Ellen, and many more. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. And a lot of other guests, they're booking themselves. So it's almost like if you build it, they will come. Great show, everybody. Scott Latia, say hi to everybody, too. I see you as everybody with them there. And great question in the chat room for everybody, too. We'll see you next week, guys.
Hi, this is Debbie at Seon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli. On liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
At National University, it's not just a degree in using a strand of hair to find the truth. It's not just a degree in making sure the wrong guy doesn't stay locked up when the DNA doesn't match. It's not just the degree, it's the degree to which you use it. Earn your master's in forensic science with one course per month. Visit nu.edu to learn more about a nonprofit institution where students come first. National University, for the greater.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.